My favorite quote by far is from Winston Churchill. It's the definition of success is going from failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm. With all the opportunities that exist today, why haven't you reached your next level of income, life, and wealth? In most cases, we've been lied to. We've been told that if you find the right opportunity and you work hard, you can be successful. And that's simply not true. Millionaires, billionaires, and successful people have realized you need the foundation for wealth, the habits. And that's exactly what you'll be learning on the Millionaire Success Habits podcast. All success starts here. If you really look at the people who evolve, who reach their full potential, who are at the next level, some people might say they admire them or even have envy for them. It's those who can handle the failures. They can handle when things go wrong. I remember reading many years ago an article about Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx, and how she had multiple failures before Spanx. In fact, I think even a bankruptcy. Don't quote me on that. But when the reporter was asking her, how did you handle those terrible failures, those things that went wrong and still be able to rebound? In my opinion, reading the story, she was almost like dumbfounded that he would ask such a silly question. When she replied and said that growing up, her dad would ask her multiple times during the week, in fact, maybe even once a day, what she failed at today. And if she said nothing, then he would say, well, then you obviously didn't push yourself far enough. You were obviously playing it safe. People fail when they push to the limits. And what happened was she changed what failure meant to her at a really early age. She realized, which most every successful person does, that failure is the building blocks to your success. Failure must occur in order to reach your next level. Listen, I've been blessed to go from broker than broke to doing amazing things in my life and generating hundreds of millions of dollars, blah, blah, blah. But what I realized is that my biggest wins were on the back of my biggest failures. I'm going to tell you another story. My daughter is 11 years old at this time, and she pitches softball, and she's amazing. And this year, she bumped up to the 11 and 12-year-old girls, right? So year before, she was in the 9 to 10. She was a 10-year-old crushing it. Now she bumps up. The girls are a lot bigger. My daughter's kind of short, but she practices hard. So the season starts, and my daughter comes out of the gate doing amazing. In fact, she starts or plays pretty much every single game. And she's doing great, and then a win, and then good. And all of a sudden, one day, we go to a game, and she has the worst game ever. She can't find a strike. She can't, literally walking batters, embarrassed. She's on the mound, and she's looking over at her coach, waiting to get taken off the mound. She's like urging her coach to take her out, and she does it. The game gets over. My daughter walks with me. She's crying. She's got tears coming down her face. We walk behind my car, and she's like, Dad, I can't take this. I can't do it. It's too much pressure. She literally said to me, Dad, this is too much pressure for an 11-year-old. I let my entire team down. I let my coach down. The whole game was relying on me, and I failed. And I said, wow, that's really tough. I know, babe. I can imagine. I said, all those times you won, you loved it, but this is the opposite side of it. So I said, here's a couple things, babe. She goes, I don't think I can do it. I want to quit. I said, you can, and I'll support whatever decision you want to make. But I want to tell you that that's what most people do. They try something, and when it goes good, they love it. But the first time pain, the first time it hurts, first time you fail, first time you lose, first time people look at you sideways like, how could you let us down? They retreat, and that sets a pattern for their whole life. They're afraid of failure. What I believe, Brianna, that's my daughter's name, is today could be one of the most valuable games you've ever played in your life. Today could be the biggest lesson of your life. Today could create a foundation where failure is a part of your momentum. Failure is part of your success, not the opposite. So I said, and she's like, Dad, I don't know if I want a lesson right now. And I get that. She's 11. Dad's giving her a lesson. This is what I do for a living. I can't help it. So I said, I get that, babe, but just stick with me here for a minute. You have a couple options right now. You can quit, or maybe there's some solutions that can empower you that you never want to feel this way again. What are some other things you can do? And literally tears coming out of her. She's like, I could go to my coach twice a week instead of once. I'm like, hey, that's pretty strong. I said, and she got like a little more excited. I said, what else? She goes, will you practice with me like 4 days a week? Because my coach said, if I want to get better, I got to do 4 days a week. I'm like, I'll leave work anytime you want if you want to pitch to me. And she's like, okay, listen, when I look back, my daughter had the biggest growth of any win. She had win after win after win. Absolute failure, absolute horrific, sad, stressful. She grew more from that one terrible game than she did from all the wins, because all the wins didn't teach her anything. And that is the impact we have to feel in our lives. If we can shift and realize that the definition of success is going from failure to failure without losing our enthusiasm, then all of a sudden we just want to fail as fast as we can to get it out of the way. And here's what I believe. I believe with all of me, and I share this a lot because it's so important, is that we all have to pay success tax. And the tax is the failures and overcoming them. We have to pretend there's an auditor up in the space, in sky, in heaven, whatever you want to believe, and they're watching our failures. They watched my daughter fail at that game. She's only going to get good when they go, yep, check, she had that bad game, she didn't give up. Check, she wanted to come out of the game, she wouldn't lend, she didn't argue with her coach. Check, 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 check. And then success follows. If you want to play in a band, you would be so excited to be able to play in front of 50,000 people, a packed stadium, all singing your songs, jamming in front of everybody. But you don't get to do that unless you work hard when no one's watching. You get everybody watching and eyeballs to win the game or play the concert or make the money. That only happens because you play when no one's watching, and usually you fail miserably. You have to pay the success tax. You have to, if you're out there jamming in front of 50,000 people, I'd bet to say you showed up at a gig many times where no one showed up. Absolute failure. But you still got up the next day and practice. Same thing in your life. We want more money. We want more freedom. We want more choices. But most people aren't willing to go through the failures, aren't willing to take that research and development, that knowledge that we get from failures, learn what not to do, what to do, let the rest pass, and then continue with enthusiasm to your next venture. The quote for me that makes the biggest impact, the definition of success by Winston Churchill, is going from failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm. That's the definition of life. Know that those failures are just fine-tuning your axe. They're sharpening your pick. They're allowing you to go faster and quicker by learning from your mistakes and learning what's right. And the most successful people I know how to rebound fast, learn from those experiences, and keep pushing forward. If you liked this podcast, make sure you rate it. And also, make sure to click subscribe so you never miss out. You can always follow us on Instagram. And if you don't already have Millionaire Success Habits, you can grab it for free at deansfreebook.com. Remember, all success starts here.